Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. AI has sent a super chat saying, "Hey, Jeff, I just noticed I'm banned from the regular chat in Odyssey. Could you please reactivate my user?" Okay, I did. Sometimes people end up getting banned because they annoy me with some violations of rules. But you are welcomed back. Nicholas Petrus says, "Greetings, Breton." Hello, hello. The universe keeps surprising me with all the beauty, all the complexity. So many humans also. My God. I'm shocked by everything I see on an everyday basis. How are you doing, people? This is from New York.
She got a fucking...
So this is a woman with a gun. You'll see a special police strategy here.
Fucking gun, yo. Yo, chill, son.
Isn't it amazing that someone, this is what fascinates me about human behavior, someone threatening to kill themselves, you put them in a state of shock, of aggression that they didn't expect, and they don't kill themselves. They get into survival mode. Look at her. She's putting the gun to her head. And it's like, well, that's a threat of suicide. You're saying, if you try to stop me, I'm killing myself. But what a bold strategy by the police here. She removes the gun from her own head and tries to avoid the car smashing her. Isn't it fascinating that someone who's at the same time sending a signal that they want to kill themselves is not willing to take a car hit while shooting themselves in the head. Amazingly, I mean, if you do something like this as a police, well, I think that the police is entitled to act like this because she has a weapon. So they and right now, shooting her from a distance is not necessarily the best move because there may be lost bullets. You know, you're going to have to shoot from a distance. You can't really approach her because she's dangerous. So you might fail your shot and someone in the school behind or whatever could receive the bullet. And so approaching with the car is a very interesting strategy here. It seems like the safest thing to do, the least lethal thing to do against someone who has a gun and who seems to be willing both to kill herself and the police. Now, I don't know what happened with her gun. She may be holding it, but she may have been handicapped enough by the hit that she's not able to use it to threaten the police.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy.
And somehow this gave enough opportunity for the police to be able to run in and catch her.
That's crazy. What the?
Yeah, one of the dangers is the possibility that she puts some shots through the windshield, but I believe that police cars, or at least some police cars, are bulletproof, even the windshield part. But I would have to seek information on this. Aquanote says, fake self-harm threat for more attention. Yeah, it's very possible that she was not really into doing it. John Drake says, not a smart move by the cop, could have easily been capped. Oh yeah, I mean, if she, because it wasn't clear at all that the car hit was neutralizing her. She could totally have gained control of her gun again and shot the police. But I guess the policeman with experience must have some kind of general assessment. You know, being on the scene, it's a woman, she's black. what are the chances that she's going to get a straight line toward me? And he made a call. It seems he made a call that he could approach her. That is interesting. But just like you, I don't know that I would have approached her, but I would approach no one. I wouldn't be a police at all. Stephen Robinson says, Jeff, have you made comments on the Maui fires? Who in the chat thinks they were natural versus a planned attack on ordinary Americans? I have covered this story, but I have not talked about the conspiracy theories around it. Let me tell you that I've not been satisfied by the conspiracies. There are some people sharing an image of a circle of fire on the island, and they say, does this look natural to you? And it's like there's a perfect circle of fire or an ellipse. And it's like, well, you know, some human structures will create a natural system around them. For example, a parking that is round can be surrounded by wood. And eventually, if fire catches, the parking won't be burning, but all of the wood will be burning around the parking. And you're going to end up with this circular structure. So it's not necessarily because you see a circular structure in a fire that it's not natural. It may be an illustration that the way humans build leads to different shapes of fire. So, I mean, a planned attack on ordinary Americans. Ordinary Americans in Maui. I get it that Hawaii is a state of the U.S. Okay. But no, that is not. I've not been convinced by anything I've seen out there. Kuntzilla says, even if the ignition is from a human, the forests are ready to burn and something will ignite them eventually. Same with the wildfires in Canada. Exactly. I think it's more a matter of management of our forest. And I don't know that we are set on finding guilt yet in a certain manner. But I'm starting to believe that the movements, the green movement, is largely responsible for the accumulation of forests that are absolutely certain to eventually burn. I think that if we had a development mode that was a little bit less respectful of forests, but more, you know, civilizational building type of thing, where you really take control of the territory and you build roads that access places that are well deforested. I think that this whole practice of leftist places to force people to ask for permission at the city level if they want to cut a tree on their own land, that kind of stuff, taken all together, it leads to more carbons ready to burn, all there on the floor. If you had cut this carbon with a chainsaw, first, it's a good resource of energy. The carbon has already been captured from the atmosphere, so why not burn it? And second, you would have a safer management of your forest, less possibility of burning, and if it does burn, the burning would be reduced. Now you're leaving that energy out there in nature for it to pop in your face when you don't control it. Colin Maxworth says there has been some laser activity in the sky for China that is sus. I doubt they are starting forest fire, though. Yeah, I've seen those laser pictures. Apparently it's satellite communications or something like this. I've seen explanations about this. Police officer tackled, brutally attacked by hammer-wielding man, fighting for her life.
Can you put that down, please?
Man, I wouldn't want this to be my job. Go into these residential neighborhoods. There's a guy coming out of his house. He may have decided to use me as a tool of suicide. And here I am. I have to make quick judgments. This is a body cam from 4 days ago.
What? Can you put that down, please?
Now! Call your
up, come up hot. Stop!
Ah!
Someone says that the coin tree donation doesn't work. I see it here. It seems to work. What did you try giving with Bitcoin? Because here it's enabled. I mean, I've not received donation from it, so I don't know. I would love if someone could try it, but messages. Yeah, I mean, I've never seen someone use it, but I hope that it works. And if it doesn't, I'll try to figure out tonight why. But I've set it up. I clicked on save, and there it is. I don't know. Do you see the website? Do you see donate in Bitcoin as an option? Because that's what I see. Actually, since you mentioned this, perhaps I can open an incognito window. That way I'm not logged in and see what you guys see. Yeah, I see Bitcoin, Ethereum, Monero. You can donate on CoinTree. Let's say I click on donate to Bitcoin, and let's say I type a message. Proceed to payment. Now, I guess I would have to be logged in to proceed to payment. It's a Bitcoin donation. I don't even know how it works. Proceed to payment. How do donations work on CoinTree? Anyways, I'll figure this out tonight. Thanks for testing the platform. I mean, it's someone recently who has asked me, Jeff, you don't have an option for crypto donation. I would like you to include CoinTree. I knew that it wouldn't attract much people. And anyways, you know my crypto addresses. They are in the description below. You can always send Bitcoin through these. But I find the CoinTree option interesting because it does allow you to attach a message like a super chat to your crypto. The 7 says, proceed to payment. Doesn't get me anywhere. But how do you guys donate usually? I mean, I guess I have to read the fact about CoinTree. How do I make a payment? When you click on a currency, there are 3 options for payment: a QR code or an address that can be copied to the clipboard. Does it show an address that would be copied to the clipboard? That may be how it works. Let's see. CoinTree, Bitcoin. Let's say I proceed to payment. Yeah, just like you, it's like I click proceed to payment, nothing happens, but maybe you need to be logged in. I don't know how that works. I'm going to have to figure this out tonight, but thank you for letting me know. Bad Monk says, love your show, JF. Night King says, I missed last night's show, just caught up, and I must say normie squeeze is the second best word about after normieplex. Yes, there are people, there's even Francis from bullbitcoin.com who has commented positively about my idea of calling it the normie squeeze. It's happening, boys. We're going to see so much normie tears. Glenn Beck is getting squeezed himself. Apple has removed all conservative radio host Glenn Beck's podcast from their platform. You know, Glenn Beck, the example of a conservative, if you will. The example of someone who never really challenged the system, other than back in the days, there's an old episode of him on Fox News, kind of going for the truth, like in tweeting about George Soros, that kind of stuff. But now he's banned, even given his precaution. So you just don't do right-wing politics on Apple. That I've been knowing for years, and people keep telling me, Jeff, why aren't you on Apple? I'd like to listen to you on my Apple. And it's like, no, I'm not touching anything that has the word Apple on it. Forget it. It's a highly censored system.
Hey, we're just sitting here in my office, and we're discussing something that we just saw.
Is it me, or there's a genetic resemblance between James O'Keefe and Glenn Beck? Is it me, or the nose, the hair? This is James O'Keefe in 50 years from now.
Here. This is from Apple. We found an issue with your show, the Glenn Beck program, which must be resolved before it's available on Apple Podcasts. Your show's been removed from Apple Podcast from the Apple Podcast team. They sent us a link and said, for more details, go to the link. And the link only says, your show has been removed from Apple Podcasts. Well, we got that one, dummy. I mean, I cannot imagine what they're basing this one on. I mean, have we even had strikes? Nothing, right? This is crazy. Crazy. You need to please read.
All right. So just like any centrist right wingers, they can't believe that they are now being targeted by censorship. Well, that would have been easy to predict. Bad Monk says, your advice on pursuing a PhD in AI/machine learning. I am currently doing master's, but I want to go into research. Oh, listen, it's a field that is somewhat interesting, but you're going to do some stuff that is very useless for a lot of time, and you're going to be losing a lot of time for that PhD. Personally, having gone through it, I've enjoyed the challenge of saying I'm going to be so autistic that, like, I know how to record this one neuron in the lamprey brainstem with a technique that no one else in the world knows how to do. Now, it's, and then you end up with, okay, a diploma that says I'm a PhD. It's really what it is. Are you really interested in spending the 5 best years of your technical realization life at doing this kind of autistic enterprise? That's what you need to ask yourself. If you want to do it, if you can afford doing it, if there's something that is realizable and it's fascinating to you enough to spend all that energy doing it, then maybe. But generally, it's against my advice to do that kind of thing. If you go in the private sector, especially in the current context of AI and machine learning, you're probably going to have opportunities to realize yourself much more going into the field and learning how to do stuff under the constraints of usefulness. And you're going to make so much more money. If you exit your 5 years of PhD, you're going to have depression, anxiety, you're going to be single, alone, old, and poor. If you spend these 5 years in the private sector, soliciting slowly your place into the private sector by saying, hey, I can learn that. Can I be your helper? And you can start very low in these groups and companies. You can say, wherever you can place me, I want to learn and I want to escalate the scale. Within 5 years, you'll have money. You'll not be depressed because whatever you will have done will have both contributed to your learning, your ascension within a system, and most importantly, you'll have contributed to useful stuff and you'll have worked your mind to contributing within the free market, within a system that leads to output. If you've been clever about it, you will have made yourself useful to whatever company has employed you, and they're going to be happy to pay you more and more as you deliver something for them. So all in all, the PhD route is, sure, it's good for the ego. And, you know, my PhD is probably still one of the things that leads me to have more pussy than the average male of my looks and my level of wealth. I mean, PhD is the access pass to the uterus. So that's good, but you have to ask yourself whether it's worth it for 5 years to have this little status signal. To me, it's been a major loss of time and certainly very unproductive part of my life in terms of building my adult self and me as a father. I'm not to the point where I say I regret it. I don't regret it because I let myself be guided by money. And it's like, maybe the young man who subscribed to the PhD program, maybe that young man needed that, you know, because I probably wouldn't have known how to really set myself up in life. But now that Papa JF is an adult here on the internet and that he's giving you counsel, Papa JF can tell you that the most important things to set up for life is a loyal woman, money, and a house. Those should be your priority. But if you want to spend energy developing a social signal that doesn't provide you any of these three things, just for the sake of putting yourself out there and showing that you can do it, then go for it. But it's the kind of mood you should enter it with. It's like PhD or master's is more a place to lose your time than it is something that will give you access and open doors for you. There's not going to be any doors. Doors, you open them by being friends with a Jewish friend who's billionaire or someone like this. Those are the doors that will open for you. Aquanote says, JF's PhD is the majority of the reason why he has had the opportunities he has had. He underplays this, but it's the truth. Much respect to JF. Again, people keep telling me this, but would I have had a different life without my PhD? Maybe people would take me less seriously, but then that's their problem. You know, this is where I'm saying it's purely a status signal. The guy who wrote The Revolutionary Phenotype, let me tell you, is not someone who has taken much from his PhD studies. If anything, the PhD told me... Oops. The PhD taught me one thing, it's to never write a book like this. So it's like, did I benefit from being a PhD even if... would you still have written TRP? My point is, certainly, if anything, I would have been more likely to write TRP, but maybe I would have been taken less seriously. So it's like, I'm really saying it's a status signal. Do you want to... And a status signal in the hard basic sciences has some validity, because first, the hard science departments have not totally crumbled yet. But when you enter the computer science world, let me tell you, there are people who come to me with PhDs in this field, because I happen to work contractually in all sorts of fields, and so I see a lot of organization work and employment work. And let me tell you that someone comes to me in the computer science sector, and I'm hiring for a company like this. He comes to me with a PhD, or he comes to me with zero education. It doesn't move me one inch in any direction. Because you come with your PhD in machine learning, I'm like, okay, so that means this guy has spent 5 years working on outdated language programming in some abstract way. Can he deliver a backend system? Can he deliver this? Can he deliver that in the language that we need? There's more chance that without the PhD, you'll deliver this for me. Because if you tell me, Jeff, I just learned on the pile. I'm super motivated. I want to learn so much. This is the kind of sign that I'm looking for, quality. If you come to me and you're like, maybe I don't know exactly your scripting language that you use, but I'm so fascinated by this. I want the opportunity to learn it, and I'll show you within a week that I can start delivering stuff. That is so much better to me than a PhD in machine learning. I would predict that this guy does better than the PhD with machine learning, because the PhD with machine learning, it's going to be, you're going to do what? You're going to do artificial neural networks in MATLAB. It's viable for small university questions, but it won't scale. It won't lead me to a product. If I ever want to engage you for something like ChatGPT or related developments, I'm going to be like, well, everything that he knows is invalid. So he's going to come to work for me, and not only is it going to be hard for him to learn something else, but his brain has been set on the idea that he knows, when in fact, he knows something that has zero use. He knows how to do artificial neural networks in MATLAB. These networks are so computationally costly, they will never even recognize porn from non-porn. Or they won't be able to classify OnlyFans whores by their beauty. It's that bad what you learn in these educational programs. So yeah, be very careful with the temptation. Know that it's a high cost for you, but if the social signal is worth it for you, you go for it. You know, I'm not going to be here telling you not to do something if your heart tells you to do that big sacrifice. The seven says, "Hey Jeff, been listening to your streams for a while now, so just sent you about $10 on the BTC wallet. It might be asked a million times already, but how would you go around investing in crypto in 2023? Should I just go all in on BTC?" Well, thank you very much for sending me those BTCs. It's always appreciated to see some BTC come in my blockchain explorer. I love the blockchain explorer, seeing transactions live. Here I'm putting my address, clicking on it, and yeah, from 16th of August, $11.50 worth of Bitcoin, 0.0004 Bitcoin. Thank you so much. It warms the heart to receive Bitcoin because it's so important to me. Now you ask, what is my strategy? I've been saying it again and again. Put everything in Bitcoin. I don't think people realize just how much the normie economy is about to get squeezed out of existence. I mean, it's not even funny. I explained the reason, if you want the reasons for it, I explained it actually in the show of yesterday. It's that normal money is being subjected to way too much violations of the sense of property. Judges can take it from you, exes can take it from you, child support can take it from you, bankruptcy court can take it from you. Anything that is seizable is worth zero because it's going to be seized. As the system gets squeezed, the salaries get low, the bills get high, the debts get high, and the credit companies, they will start seeing, oh my God, we're getting fucked. And I saw someone saying on Twitter today, talking about someone who had high debt, saying just take whatever credit card you can. This is not my counsel, by the way. I just want to talk about what was said here. I'm not telling you to do that. But that person was saying, why don't people take credit cards, buy Bitcoins with them, transfer to an unknown address, and just accept that they will forever live with Bitcoin rather than normal money. And they will be in debt until they die. But when they die, the debt disappears. And I'm not saying do that. But the fact that I'm starting to see responses like this on my Twitter, it's like, holy shit, the normies are thinking about the exodus. The normies have understood that the laws are so advantageous to them that they don't have to pay back their debt if they don't accumulate property. So, yes. Definitely my advice. Well, what I do is put everything in Bitcoin because all of the rest is about to fall. It's about to be monopoly money. What we've been saying again and again since the emergence of Bitcoin, you know, us tech enthusiasts, it's about to happen so hard that I don't know if our civilization will recover, but I know that Bitcoin will sift through. Ariel Suarez sends a super chat. Before this, Shring Mamel sent a super chat. He says, "JF, the picture of the other girl I met at the bar broke it off with me. When I informed her that I contracted gonorrhea, she was upset that I was sleeping around with other women. Before I met her, she gave me gonorrhea for all I know." That is what they do again and again. there is no such thing as informing your wife or your girlfriend, your new girlfriend, in a reasonable manner about, hey, we had sex and I just had a sexually transmitted disease detected in me. There is no such thing, because they will immediately think that it must be you. It won't cross their mind for a moment that maybe they have gonorrhea, and maybe the reason you have gonorrhea now is because of her. There is no such thing. So basically, we're stuck with these fucking insane women, and the only solution is just to not talk about it. You have gonorrhea. It's a problem between you and your doctor. She's not going to show understanding about it. She's just going to dismiss you, even if she's the one who gave it to you. That is just the standard, man. But why did you tell her? I guess you told her because you wanted to be responsible and everything. You wanted to act honorably. Holy shit, bro. Shrigma male, you are the perfect male for the 1930s. But the current world is no, it's not going to work. Yeah, so fuck this girl, and I'm sorry to hear that she broke off with you, but no, there's no... now, people are saying gonorrhea, oh my God. It's not dramatic gonorrhea. I think you're going to be okay. It's going to get detected. It's going to go out of your system, and yeah, it's sad, but it's the game. When you play the game, you just don't care anymore. Ariel Suarez sends a super chat. He says, JF, you mentioned that JavaScript syntax was unpleasant. I couldn't agree more. However, it's not a difficult language, and it is essential for web development, unfortunately. Yeah, I've been learning a lot of JavaScript in the last year, as part of some of my contract work, and I'm developing a feeling for the language. I'm starting to kind of like it. I hate myself. I hate myself because I'm now tolerant to JavaScript, and holy shit, with these arrow functions, it's like, oh yeah, parenthesis, arrow function, opening of a bracket. Wait a minute, this bracket is going into the void of an empty parenthesis with no function name defined. What the fuck are you doing? And it's like, no, JF. The void is the representation of an unnamed function. This black hole absorbs the return value of the bracket and... I swear I go to sleep explaining this to myself. It's like, okay, the black hole is the black hole formed by parentheses without a function name. It's like a blob that absorbs the return value from the function. This blob is an instant use, single use, momentary thing that exists in JavaScript. You can use it. You can use it to pass in an argument. What? You can use it to pass it an argument, and it's not a function with a name. Yeah, just put data in the parentheses. Now your black hole has integrated the word data. And now this data will be passed as an argument into the bracket that has no name. I mean, that is just how much it wrecks my brain, JavaScript. I'm laughing my ass off at home, just learning about JavaScript and doing some of it. Night King says the functional parts of JavaScript are based. I mean, yeah, when you get to using it, for example, the socket servers, That is beautiful. That is pure. The socket servers. But how much hoops do you have to go through before, okay, parenthesis within a parenthesis within a parenthesis. Okay. Now you got your parenthesis on the left set. You got your parenthesis on the right. Now it's super easy to lay out a server client response structure. And it's like, okay, but my brain keeps thinking about those parentheses. It's like... I'm within a parenthesis, within a parenthesis, within an arrow function. And it's like, now you just click enter, enter. And now you can lay out your server structure. Holy shit. Night King says, but TypeScript makes the developer experience just so much better. It's a rare win where more safety does not make your life worse. Okay, I have to check out TypeScript. I heard about it, but what is the main difference between TypeScript and JavaScript? I've seen the name, but I haven't digged into why do people go for TypeScript or JavaScript. Constant brain equals require human brain. Constant programmer IQ equals mat floor. Matt random times we get some code here. I don't like how objects are constructed in JS. I don't like the struct either. The objects, structs, const. I don't like this special word, const. Const like what? Constant? Okay, I can understand a constant. So you're talking about a variable that stays constant? Nope. It's the const. It can be a variable. It can be a function. It can be a const of an arrow function. I'm totally confused. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. So why did Glenn Beck... why did Glenn Beck... There's nothing edgy. Glenn Beck got banned from Apple. Ancient Aliens. Curse of Skinwalker Ranch, UFO conspiracies, Area 51. No matter how tame you are, Apple will ban you. Daryl says, I never HTTP to make custom MySpace, so it's too late for me. Oh, you never learned HTTP? Yeah, HTTP, I have my basis. I can... But HTTP integrated to JavaScript in modern development environments, like Node. I'm starting to understand HTML relatively well. I was part of the generation of doing everything on HTTP PHP, and PHP sending database calls and feeding into the HTTP. But let me tell you that JavaScript has taken it to a whole new level. A whole new level has risen. Daryl says, should I learn coding, guys? The thing is, do you have what it takes? Are you young enough for it to be worth it? Most 99.9% of the people shouldn't learn to code. They're never going to attain productivity. They don't have the logical structure in their head to figure it out. It's just not going to work. I wanted to talk about a movie that I watched a couple of, maybe a week ago, Nefarious. And it's a movie that features Glenn Beck. And it's a relatively good movie. Very interesting. It's a Reclo very much movie that all happens within the jail. And it's there's a prisoner who's going to be executed. And there's a psychiatrist who's a secularist atheist. His job is to determine if the prisoner is mentally ill and ready to withstand the execution, like assess whether he is not subject to any psychiatric issues that could delay the execution. And the prisoner, I find, is acting very good. The prisoner is claiming that he is the demon, that he is Satan, and at times he is invaded by Satan and speaking for him. At times he speaks in his own name. And so the whole movie convinces you through the wonderful acting of this actor. The whole movie convinces you that, hey, this is not just a guy who committed murder. It's a guy who's the victim of Satan. Satan has forced his body to commit the murders. And really, through the acting, through just the acting, because there's no special effect, no nothing, just very realistic filming and a very high performance acting ends up convincing you that, there are two guys here. There's Satan and there's the guy that he's using as a puppet. I find it fascinating. Find it very interesting. And of course, the whole thing is about the psychiatrist being torn between, is this guy really the demon? But I don't want to believe that he's the demon. I'm a secularist. I want to think that he's either a guy who's a murderer or a guy who's a psychiatric patient and who shouldn't get executed. But the psychiatrist ends up being convinced, okay, no, this was the devil and I made an error by sending him to execution. And the devil at the beginning predicts that the psychiatrist, before he leaves the jail that night, will commit three murders, will have committed three murders. And that is the suspense on which the movie deploys. Now, if you want to watch the movie without spoilers, just mute your sound now. But I'll tell you the spoiler alert here. It's that, well, he had already approved the assisted suicide of his mother, who lived in Oregon, and Oregon was allowing these programs for old people. And so the demon eventually tells him, see, that's already one murder. And he's like, no, I didn't kill my mother. You signed the paper to get her killed. And then the second murder is, he was knowing that that day his wife was going to the abortion clinic, and his wife gets the abortion, and the demon totally manipulates him in regretting this, and he tries at the last minute to save his baby, but he fails, and he's like, see, that's two murders already. And at the end, the demon also manipulates him to eventually sign the psychiatric paper that says this guy is just slightly deluded, but he's ready to withstand execution. And the demon says, see, that's three. So it's fascinating because it touches on Catholic Christian themes, if you will, of is it murder to kill your mother through these assisted suicide programs? Is it murder to commit an abortion? Is it murder to lie on an administrative paper where I'm convinced that it's the devil, but I still want him to die because I hate him? Very interesting. Very interesting that these philosophical Christian themes were integrated to a movie that I can watch and not feel overly moralized, you know? It's not like the movie is telling you abortion is wrong, but it puts the question right there. And it's like, well, from the perspective... And every time in this movie, you grant the perspective of the devil. That's what's beautiful. You're like, well, you know, the devil is right. This is a baby that has died. I mean, and you see the psychiatric construction in the psychiatrist who justifies, well, it's not murder. And you see all this, and it really highlights the salient things in these philosophical issues. So I highly recommend Nefarious. It's 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb. And I guess this must be because the leftists couldn't digest the moral lens of this movie. But for me, who hates over-moral Christian movies, I love this movie because it's It's really dropping it on the table. It's not annoying you with, oh yeah, you have to believe that abortion is a murder. No, it's just showing, oh, see, the devil thinks it's a murder, but this psychiatrist doesn't think it's murder, and it's fine. Night King says, the best TypeScript feature is as const. You use it like this, const something equals hello as const. the way I have to say it, it sounds like cunts. The appended as cunts makes it truly constant and read-only, and it automatically infers the type for you. Just const itself is useless. Also, object.freeze parentheses is useless at compile time, etc. Just had a big presentation on this topic today, but can't dox myself. Anyway, I can help you anytime with JS, TS, questions in the Discord, and I mean JF as well as you guys. Happy to sleep now. Have to sleep now, almost 2 a.m. here. Well, thank you so much. I never had the explanation. So now, you know, I never really had time to Google it, so I'm super happy you laid it out for me. So basically, we're talking about very similar languages with minor exceptions differentiating them. Very interesting. Next time, Night King, maybe in the show tomorrow, if you can explain to me what's the difference between .js and .jsx. Because I'm like, I have projects where I see both of them. Is there a problem having a project with some .js, some .jsx? What is JSX? I suppose it's some kind of evolved JavaScript of some kind, but I haven't had time to Google it either. I was outraged when I learned that euthanasia accounted for over 3% of all deaths in Canada. That was in 2021. I just found this article. Euthanasia in Quebec accounts for nearly 8% of all deaths. Holy hell, literally. Wow. 7. Quebec becomes the world's euthanasia hotspot, where 7% of all deaths are lethal injections. And officials expand access to Alzheimer's sufferers and force all hospices to offer assisted suicide. Okay, I don't have a strong opinion, but it's a lot. It's a lot. And someone was answering to Viva Frey, well, you know, most of these were people who were terminally ill. And Viva Frey's response to this is, most? So you're telling me there's a large fraction of the 7% that... there's a large fraction of those who weren't terminally ill. They could have survived. That is quite surprising. Ariel Suarez says, JS is for vanilla JavaScript, while JSX is for JavaScript React, a library of JS with its own markup, directly integrated and slightly different syntax. Wow, thank you. So React, you know, React is that big that it's basically its own writing style. It's its own thing. Night King says JSX is just a file extension that is used for React files. It's just a convention and doesn't really have technical significance. JSX is the HTML-like syntax that is used by React. Oh, yeah, I've seen. I mean, it's fascinating to me. Because when I open these files, there's the, like, return function. And then there's no quotation mark to open up a string variable or whatever. It's like return, and then it's like HTML just dropped right there. And thank you. Okay, so now, thank you. It's those high-level things, because when I do contract work, I try to address the problems as they come, you know, and I never have time to fully Google it, you know, and fully understand the overarching structures in which I work. So thank you so much for the explanations, guys. The United States is one of the few democratic nations in the world that requires people to register to vote. This was fact-checked by the community notes. The United States, like approximately half of the world's nations, requires people to register to vote in its elections. Well, fact-checked. Francis from Bull Bitcoin says, Central Bank of Canada's interest rates have gone from 0.5% to 5% in 1 year. Z will heat the bugs. I've been warning my friends in real estate about this because I don't do these real estate investments and having condos and houses that I rent. I don't do that kind of stuff. But when my friends do this, I called them about a year and a half ago. And I said, okay, you guys want to slow down because these rates are not going to be withheld forever. And you're going to get fucked on the mortgage renegotiation of percentages. So I told them, keep a low inventory. Don't go onto these buying six houses and having all of them in a mortgage. You're going to get fucked. AI Pro says React is a very lightweight framework and also very fast because it only fully handles component views. There is not as much duplication of other code as there is with other major JavaScript frameworks. Very good. Very good to know. Now I get it better. Elon has reiterated that shadow ban transparency on X is a high priority. This feature has been taking longer than initially expected due to hundreds and thousands of lines of legacy code, but the team continues to work hard and are finding and removing old shadow bans each week. So here Elon confirms high priority. This has been confirmed by Elon a few hours ago. This is memeing a lot. I had seen something like this, but that's like a second version of this idea of a man just working against mannequins to practice shooting people. Oh my God, this is so funny. Because it looks, I don't know, it looks like, it looks exaggerated. It looks dangerous. It looks like he's not performing super well. It doesn't seem comfortable totally, but at the same time, it does seem like he didn't shoot himself in the arm and that he's neutralized the threat effectively. Pow, pow, pow. Pow, 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 pow. Everyone is dead, basically. And this holds, it's like, okay, that's slow, but I mean, if you've just killed people in the... You killed eight of your assailants within a second. Maybe you can afford spending 3 seconds on the knife pull. I don't know. Oh my God. Rodidasid says, yeah, what's that? Gun kata movie? Yeah, I don't know if this is a martial art that has a name? Oh, and there's so many false rumors about Alec Baldwin being falsely accused of handling guns dangerously when in fact he is an example in terms of gun safety.
I can't answer any questions about the investigation. I can't. Okay. It's an active investigation in terms of a woman dying. She's my friend. I can't answer any questions about the investigation. I can't. Okay. It's an active investigation in terms of a woman dying. She's my friend.
Oh my God, because there this meme made me laugh so hard. Alec Baldwin could be charged again over the Rush shooting after analysis finds trigger was pulled. So it was first charged. They withdrew the charge because he was claiming I didn't pull the gun. Now an analysis has found the gun was pulled and maybe he could be recharged. I don't know what to think about this. How do you even know this? How do you find that the gun, that the trigger was pulled? I mean, you could have fingerprints on the trigger, but maybe he pulled the trigger 1 hour before or maybe 1 hour after. But how do you know that he pulled the trigger at the moment the bullet went into the woman? I'm not sure about this. Wikipedia claims that inflation is a right-wing talking point. The song's lyrics revolve around common right-wing talking points such as inflation, high taxes, child trafficking, and welfare abuse. Okay, so inflation, I believe that the left shouldn't let this become a right-wing issue because I think there are a lot of leftists who will end up suffering from the price of living and they will be at the forefront of suffering through this. A male has assaulted a 76-year-old Chinese woman. He's trying to get her purse and she's holding on to her purse, dragging her on the streets, and now he gets it. Yeah, this is what our civilization will be looking like for a couple of centuries till. ID verification on Twitter has raised a lot of alarms. People have pointed out that it would appear that Elon Musk is currently planning a verification of ID system. See, beside this account is verified, that's the blue check mark. But you would have another shield right here that says this account is ID verified. It appears ID verification is coming soon and people have been raising alarms that the company that Elon would intend to use appears to be an Israeli security corporation. Look, I don't mind showing my ID to a trustable entity, but I hate it if it goes through Israel, because I have the impression that this is going to pop out somewhere in 3-4 years from now. We're going to hear, oh, sorry, 4 million Twitter users have been hacked because they had given their ID to this Israeli company. And then they're going to use these information that they gather on people to extort and to threaten. So I don't mind ID verification being there as long as it's an option. But also, please use a trustable entity. Don't send our information internationally in a place that will never pay if they leak my info, you know? Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, what is your opinion on going to church to find a woman? Normies keep on telling me I should go to find someone. I'm an atheist. Last time I went to church at 13 or 14, I cried because I was forced to go. Let me tell you, it's worth trying it. You're going to have to cover a lot of ground because you're going to get into a church. Everyone is 50 years old. You're going to have to search. But let me tell you, there are single women who are waiting on the bench of the church. They're just waiting to get inseminated. And they're going there every week. And some of them have been waiting for years only to see no males show up. So I would totally do it, you know, in your situation, because you tried other options and it paid off. You built some relationships, but they all fell apart very quick. So I would totally do it, but don't stay in a church where you don't get results. If you enter a church, there's only 50 years old, try to drive to the next church so you can check up two churches per Sunday. You know, try to be efficient about it, because the fact is most churches in America, you're getting in there, it's basically 3-4 families. It's all old people. Everyone has children already. So it's a painful thing to go through. But given your lack of success at having stable relationships, it's something that's totally worth exploring. I wouldn't bar the option. Now, what sucks is you're gonna have to say that you believe in God. You're gonna have to say something like, "Well, I'm agnostic, but I felt like I needed to speak to God." You know, something like this. I don't like lying, so for me, I think I've never ended up in a church searching for a woman. No, it never happened. But it's a decent strategy if others have failed. Silver Spider says, considering Shrig Mamel has dated all the bar trash whores, he can't get any lower at this point, might as well try church. Yeah, exactly. And you'll find a different type of woman, of course, more honest, more loyal. They will also tell you right away if that doesn't fit, because since they think long term, since they're looking for a true husband, they're going to be very quick on dismissing you and being clear about it to you. Whereas all these trash whores, they're just going to lose many of your days. So it's going to be more straightforward with the church ladies. I would definitely study that possibility. Ruffman says, JF, can you publicly reveal which famous woman have contacted you in regards to a potential trip to the North Pole, in regards to a potential insemination into a new career as a reproductive woman? No. But Ruffman, because Gerard Ruffman is the guy who tries to get women to accept me to inseminate them on Twitter. And he's shaming me every day because there he is acting like an autist and saying, "Hey, Britney Spears, JF is available for insemination." And I'm like, how do I look? People are going to think that I'm ordering Gerard Ruffman to be doing all these things, but he's not. He's doing it on his own. So what I will say to Gerard Ruffman is the people you have contacted haven't accepted an insemination. So your work has not been directly working. But your enthusiasm may have generated, through some godly, unnatural, indirect effect, may have generated solicitations. So maybe your enthusiasm, although it's directed at the Britney Spears of this world, and they don't want to get inseminated by me, but maybe your enthusiasm somehow was contagious, and perhaps through the networks of the telephone game, somehow it led to other women being interested. So I don't know what to tell you. I cannot attribute the credit to you, but maybe you have activated something in the universe. Mark Meadows wants to move to Georgia, the Georgia indictment to federal court. Apparently, you are entitled to move out of the state courts when the matter affects federal rights of yours. And in this case, Mark Meadows argues that because he was part of the White House, where he's getting accused of, you know, participating to this whole election fraud or alternate elector scheme, he says that gives me certain rights and I can only get those rights in a federal court. So it seems like the Georgia trial could be fully moved to the federal if other people like Donald Trump decide to demand that this be the case. I don't know if everyone will demand. I think it's a fair thing to do because in Georgia, you can expect to be fully mistreated by the corrupt justice system there. Now, I see that there are people on Twitter having a show saying why the Georgia indictment will not be transferred to federal court. So perhaps there are reasons why this request will fail, but I think they should definitely try it, because it would be, I wouldn't want to be judged in a Georgia state court, let me tell you. I wouldn't even want to be close to Georgia. Whale says President Trump is an Ethereum whale holding $5 million worth of ETH. A new report shows. Interesting. But this is definitely coming from his sales of NFTs. I'm not surprised. But hopefully he goes easy on crypto, because as a president, he wasn't very favorable to crypto. Barbie, and that will be our last news item for tonight. Barbie is now the most successful Warner Brothers film in history, surpassing the Dark Knight in the box office thus far. This is so amazing that a based movie around reproduction, where God comes and tells Barbie that her true purpose is to have children, that this has become the most successful movie from this big company in history. I'm super happy about this. And I'm happy to have participated very early at pushing the public message that, yeah, Barbie is not a... It's not a superficial movie. It's a very intense movie. It's not tickets sold, says Spindly Opinion. It's dollars. Okay, well, maybe the tickets sold will be surpassed in a couple of weeks. I don't know, but it's super encouraging that it's on that way. Ariel Suarez says it surpassed the Dark Knight. It does seem to. All right, that is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being here. And don't forget that the Patreon Subscribestar Hangout is tomorrow. I will be sending in the announcements tonight. I didn't have time to do this yet, but I'll be going to announce it on Subscribestar Patreon tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's it. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow.